Shalom Aleichem, Chevron. Welcome back to our Shir and Sfasemes for the All Parsha app. One of the more difficult stories in our Parsha, and perhaps in Kol HaTorah Kula, is the story of the Chet of the Mei Meriva. Klal Yisrael is desperate for water. Miriam was Nefteres. The water supply has dried up. Klal Yisrael needs water. They complain to Moshe Rabbeinu, complain to Hashem. And the Baruch Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, take the mata, take the staff, go and speak to the Sela, speak to the rock, Le'eneim, in front of Klal Yisrael, and get water to come out of the rock. Now, we all know that Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead, Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, Moshe Rabbeinu did not speak to the rock, and ultimately this was called the Chet of the Mei Meriva. This was the sin which did not allow Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And although we may have grown up and we may think that on a very simple level what Moshe Rabbeinu did wrong was the fact that he hit the rock as opposed to speaking to the rock, the truth is that there's many, many different opinions amongst the Rishonim, the Rambam, Rashi, many opinions amongst the Rishonim exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu did wrong. What Moshe do wrong? What did Aaron do wrong? Was it the way he spoke to Klal Yisrael? Was it the fact that he hit the rock and didn't speak to the rock? There's many opinions exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu did wrong. And we want to discuss tonight another approach based on the Sfas Emes and the Chedushe Harim to exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu did wrong, what Hashem wanted him to do, and what he ended up doing. But before we discuss an approach like this, we need to really discuss who are we to talk about what the Avera of Moshe Rabbeinu was. Who are we sitting in Tafshin Pei Aleph 2021? Or who are we to be able to judge Moshe Rabbeinu, look at the story and say, Moshe Rabbeinu should have done this right, he should have done this right, and this is where he went wrong. So in order to discuss what even gives us the ability, what gives us the right to even talk about Moshe Rabbeinu's chet, It's worthwhile for us to see the words of the Chedushe Harim in Parshas Chukas, speaking about the Mei Meriva. The Chedushe Harim writes the following thing. He writes, "Ve'echta v'sasher chanein Hashem lahashpal kamayni," when he's giving over his approach to what the Avera of the Mei Meriva was, he says, "I will write that which Hashem granted to me, l'shafal kamayni, to somebody as low as me, v'hagam ki uchutzpah," and even though it's an audacity, "la'ayin b'mashe nechshav chet l'moshe v'aaron," to discuss and to look at and to look at through a magnifying glass that which was considered an avera for Moshe and Aaron, ubavadei she'i efsher la'anashim kamayni laharga klal shezeche, and it's impossible for people like us to be able to understand why that's called a chet. Nevertheless, im kol zeh me'acher she'asa Hashem yizbarach mezeh Torah v'nasna lanu, from the fact that the Rebbeinu Hashem put it down in Torah shebiksav and gave it to us, nitin rishus lehizboin lechol echad me'Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Hashem has given us permission, every yid in Klal Yisrael and in every generation, the ability to be able to look at the story and to be able to discover that which is necessary for us, the lessons necessary for us to make it through daily lives. We've said this before, that the word Torah doesn't only mean the Chamishi Chamshe Torah, but the word Torah comes from the word Hayra, to teach. Every story that we find in the Torah is a lesson for each one of us to be able to figure out how we can take lessons from the stories and figure out how we can implement them into our daily life. Says the Chedushe Harim, the story of the Mei Meriva, although it's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's Avera and Aaron HaKohen's Avera, is no less of a story and no less of a lesson for us to be able to figure out what exactly the Avera was, and to be able to hopefully take from that Avera and be able to implement them into our life to ensure that we don't fall where Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, fell. And therefore, we can now discuss, now understand why it's important for us to discuss the Sfas Emes' approach that he said in Yer Tafresh Nun test to exactly what the Avera was. And the Sfas Emes makes an interesting comparison between this story of Klal Yisrael needing water and another story which we find many, many weeks ago in Chumash Bereishis, discussing another person who is desperate for water. And that's the story of Yishmael and Hagar. Avram Avinu threw Yishmael and Hagar out of his house, and Yishmael and Hagar in the desert, desperate for water. Yishmael is dying of thirst. Hagar separates herself from Yishmael to allow Yishmael to die alone, and Hagar starts davening to the Rabbeinu Shem for water. Says the Pasuk, what does the Rabbeinu Shem do? Vayifkach Hashem eseineha. The Rabbeinu Shem opens up her eyes, Vatira esebe'er, and she sees a well. Says the Medrash on that Pasuk, Amar Abinyamin. Abinyamin says, Akol b'ches kesuma. Everybody is assumed to be blind, until the Rabbeinu Hashem opens up and illuminates one's eyes. Somebody can look and see something which is right there in front of them and yet not be able to see it. The Pasuk doesn't say that the Baruch Hashem created a well for Hagar, that the Baruch Hashem created water that wasn't there before. Rather, says Rabbi Naaman, what does the Pasuk say? Hashem opened up her eyes, Hashem gave her the siyata, the shmaya, to see that that which she needed was already sitting there in front of her the whole time. Hashem opened her eyes and illuminated her eyes and allowed her to be able to see. Says Rabbi Naaman in the Medrash, every person goes through life the same way. The things that we need are right there in front of us. Yet we need the siyata, the shmaya. We need the heavenly assistance, which comes through tefillah and emuna, to be able to allow us to have our eyes open and to be able to see that which we need. Says the Sfas Emes, what's the connection between the story of Yishmael and Hagar and the fact that Hagar was blind to be able to see the Be'er, the well, until Hashem opened up her eyes, and the story of the Mei Meriva? Says the Sfas Emes, an unbelievable chiddush. Sfas Emes says what Moshe Rabbeinu's job, when Moshe Rabbeinu gathered all of Klal Yisrael around the rock, what Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to do was simply elevate the Amuna of Klal Yisrael to believe that they had every single thing that they needed. That any work that they're going to do to get the water out is not going to make the water come out. Whether it's hitting the rock or talking to the rock, that's not what's going to make water come from the rock. What's going to make water come from the rock is the siyata deshmaya of the Rabbanu Shem opening up one's eyes and allowing a person to see that they have everything necessary already. And what Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to do was simply elevate the amuna of Klal Yisrael, to have them believe enough that the Rabbanu Shem is providing them with every single thing they need. And when a person has that kind of emunah, when a person believes that everything they need is right there at their door, then the Rabbanu Shem is able to open up one's eyes and a person is able to see the matanos, the gifts that are waiting there for a person. In the Sfas Emes' words, the Sfas Emes says, "Umaisi yada va'etzes shaloi le'mailam v'loim meridin." A person needs to believe that all the etzes that I do and all the actions that I do, all the work that I put in, all the physical and emotional work that I put in, le'mailam v'loim meridin. That's not what's going to get me the object that I need, whether it's parnasa, shidduch, children, whatever item I need in my life. That's not what's going to get me the matana that I want. The only reason why I do this maisa, because this is my ashtadlos, which is necessary for the bracha to be chalon. But what the Rabbanu Shem shows a person who believes, is that avada, I need to do the action, I need to do the ashtadlos. Moshe Rabbeinu needed to stand there with a staff in front of the rock, but ultimately what's going to cause water to come from the rock is Klal Yisrael's emuna that there is water in the rock. When Klal Yisrael believes in the Rabbanu Shem, and Klal Yisrael believes that the Rabbanu Shem is providing them, that every single thing in their life is set up and is there right exactly when they need it, then Memela, the Rabbanu Shem opens up their eyes. And it's such an important lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to teach Klal Yisrael, that we don't need to do anything, we don't need to create nisim miracles to make water come from the rock. All one needs to do is believe, have emunah and daven, and by doing that, by having the amuna, a person will be zeichet to be able to see that the water is already in the rock. That which they need is sitting there right in front of them. In the words of the Sfas Emes, Shekefi shemaminim b'hashkacha pratis, as much as one believes in hashkacha pratis, in the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom is running every aspect of his life, kach royim kvoida yizbarach b'chol makom, that allows a person to be able to see the Rabbanu Shalom in every place that they are. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to do. He was supposed to gather Klal Yisrael around the rock and give them a speech in Amuna, being mechazek der Amuna and telling them, it looks like there's no water. It looks like we don't have water. It looks like we're thirsty. It looks like Hashem abandoned us and left us in the desert to die. But I promise you that the Rabbanu Shem has set us up with every single thing we need to be successful in life. And all we need to do is daven, and that thing will appear right in front of us. We don't need to do any work to be able to create something new, to create a new entity that's not here already. The entity, the matana, the things that we need are here right in front of us. All we need to do is daven and allow the Rabbanu Shem to take away those blinders which are covering our eyes and allow us to see the good that's already there waiting for us. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to do, and that's ultimately what he didn't do. Instead of talking to Klal Yisrael and being mechazek der amuna and allowing the water to come from the rock naturally, Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock. Moshe Rabbeinu put in too much ashtadlos, too much of his own effort to try to create that nes, that miracle, to try to do something to bring water out of the rock, as opposed to recognizing and showing all of Klal Yisrel that the water is already there, right there in front of him, and nothing needs to be done other than emuna and having and davening to the Rabbanu Shalom, which allows the siyata d'shmaya to open up one's eyes. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu's chet, and that is something that we need to think about daily in our lives. All the matana, all the good that we need in our lives is right there waiting for us. We don't need to do anything big. We don't need to do anything spectacular to make it come. All we need to do is one thing. We need to be mechazek to strengthen our emuna. The more we have emuna, the more we believe in Ashkacha Pratis. The more we believe that the Rabbanu Shalom is taking care of us. He's holding our hand and walking us through every step of the journey called life. The more the Rabbanu Shalom will be able to open up our eyes and will be able to see that that which we need is right there waiting for us. As we said, Amar Rabbi Naaman, Kol b'ches kesuma ad she'Kadosh Baruch Hu meir sanem. Everybody's blind until the Baruch Hashem illuminates one's eyes. How are one's eyes illuminated? Through emuna and tefillah. If Klal Yisrael, if we believe that the Baruch Hashem is taking care of us, the Baruch Hashem will show us how everything we need is right there in front of us. And that's what we need to be mechazik ourselves during this week. Parshas Chukas, which is a parsha which talks about a chayk, that which is beyond our understanding, beyond our logic, to be able to understand, to be able to believe in the Rabbanu Shalom, even when there are things that we don't understand, but to believe in the Ashkacha Pratis, to believe that Hashem has a plan, to believe that the Rabbanu Shalom is holding our hands, and by doing that, having the emuna, having the tefillah, Amir Tzashem will be zeichet to the siyata d'shmaya of v'tifka Hashem asana, the Rabbanu Shalom will open up our eyes, the same way opened up Hagar's eyes, and Amir Tzashem will be able to see that the be'er, the wellspring of blessings that we need so badly is right there in front of our eyes, and Amir Tzashem will be zeichet to have an amazing Shabbos, and Amir Tzashem be zeichet to the Geula Hashlema b'mehera. Amen. Have a great Shabbos.